Well, good evening and welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout, and each week I try to bring you the best in a mixture of everything. Chazanis during the second hour and everything but Chazanis in the first hour. And many thanks for the feedback that I've gotten, and it seems like the vast majority of you are happy with the idea of an hour of Chazanis and an hour of a mixture. It seems like this is one of the few programs that features songs from the 60s and the 70s and the 50s, and well, this will date you. So I'm going to continue with that. Actually, I was out in my self-storage area where I keep my thousands of records and so forth, and I was picking up a whole batch of wonderful albums, which I will have to record for the show. Anyway, it was great to hear from you. Some people wanted 2 hours of Chazanis. I don't think I'm going to do that right now. Maybe someday. We'll see. A lot of other interesting comments, which I'll discuss in the future. But for now, the only change that might take place, and this is just a maybe, I'm toying with it, is that the first hour will be Chazanis and the second hour will be the mixture. I'm just toying with that idea. I have some thoughts that as to why I would like to do it. But for the near future, we're just going to continue the way it's been. And again, thank you so much for your feedback. It's good to know that, everyone has strong opinions. And thanks for sharing it with me. Well, let's see. It's February. No, it's March. It's March 7th. And this is show number 93. In my new incarnation of the internet, 93 shows will be pushing 100 in 7 weeks from now. Will it be Pesach? Because I think one of the first nights of Pesach, or second night of Pesach, is one of those weeks. So the next 7 or 8 weeks, we'll hit 100. And I have some thoughts about what I'd like to be doing. Something crazy, maybe something special. Talking about something special, I just thought I would share with you some of my thoughts for upcoming specials. First of all, in the early 90s, I did a two-hour a special of Chazanis taking through a Kabbalah Shabbos and a Shabbos Musaf davening. And I've been listening to that and preparing that. That will come in sometime in the near future. I also interviewed my dear friend Bensian Shanker, I guess it was around 1995, about 15, 16 years ago. And I'm preparing that, putting it onto CD so that I can do a two-hour special with Bensian Shanker, who, as you know, has been a great influence on my life. And I was so pleased to see Bensian at the concert a couple of weeks ago. Bensian, it was just wonderful to see you there. And I just hope that you stay strong and healthy and continue with your wonderful singing and davening. What other specials? Yes, I will be preparing a special for the late cantor David Bagley, and I was speaking to the grandson of Beryl Chagi. We're going to be doing a Chagi special, yes, and sometime in the near, not so near future, I'm going to do a Yiddish festival. There have been some correct comments that I haven't been playing enough Yiddish, and that's one thing that I will get on the stick to do. And but I have in my mind to do a Yiddish festival also. So those are some of the things that are on my mind. And speaking of what's on my mind, this is Monday night at 6 o'clock. I went to a home. I live in Manhattan near Central Park, near Columbus Circle, and I went to a home of Ken and Nira Abramowitz, and this evening, and they had three speakers. One incredible congressman from Staten Island, I think Michael Grimm. Wow, incredible, incredible individual. And then Uli Edelstein, member of Knesset, and David Ha'ivri, who is the spokesperson for the Shomron Council. And there were about 50, 60 people in her apartment, in their apartment, and it was stirring. And for those of you who are not familiar with the name of, I believe it's Michael Grimm, a few weeks ago, Helen and I attended a JCRC breakfast on a Sunday morning. And it was to meet the congressmen and senators, and Senator Schumer and Gillibrand and 20 Democratic Congress people were there. With Schumer, Rangel, and it's Nadler. Can you believe Nadler said, we have to spend more money. Spending more money is the only way we're going to save money. But this congressman from Staten Island and parts of Brooklyn was the most magnificent speaker. I can't tell you. I only wish Jews would speak up for Israel the way he spoke up for Israel. You'll hear more about him in the future, but he's the only Republican, the only Republican representing New York City. Can you imagine that? Oh, well, so be it. So be it. Anyway, it was stirring. And what else? Yeah, I heard David Ha'ivri at the Safar Synagogue for Havdalah on Shabbos. And making the rounds. Well, enough of this. Let's get on to the music. Let's start with perhaps a little sing-along. This is the Moscow Choir. And Julian, I know that you're in the mood to sing. So let's start with Hava Nagila. Joining in on that one? Okay. Let's go to Hallelujah. Again, the Moscow Choir. Oh. Okay, Hine Matov. This is the Moscow Choir. The Moscow Jewish Male Choir. You know, I was just thinking, as I got a new project. Well, you know, I've been screaming and yelling over the years, why can't we have a New York Jewish Male Choir? And I guess New York is too spread out, and it's got, geographically, it might be very, very hard. I was just thinking, how about Teaneck? How about if we had the Teaneck Jewish Male Choir, not from a particular synagogue, but from all the synagogues? I bet you we could get from each shul, where they have 25 shuls there. No, I guess they have maybe 8 or 10. If you got 3 people from each shul, you have a 30-man choir. And geographically, it's such that it would be convenient for people to meet and to sing. And when I heard about the choir, one of the choirs that came over from England, I forgot which one it was, the Chapiton Choir, I think it was. They have 30 or 40 men who get together once a week, every week for a few hours, and they practice and they gel and they make beautiful music together, just like this Moscow Choir. So how about the Teaneck Jewish Male Choir? Got to work on that one. I was going to say the Five Towns Jewish Male Choir, but you have the Jesse Aronson Choir there, at Cantor Kaplan's Shul, Beth Shalom, and they do a fine job. I don't want to compete with that. We're not going to form the Five Towns Jewish Male Choir just yet. But how about the Teaneck Jewish Male Choir? It could happen. And you know what? With that, we could back into some chazonis. You never know. How about that? Anyway, let's get on with Cantor Aaron Miller. Now, if you were listening last week, you heard Cantor Harvey Waldman mention that he recorded this album. I never really did find out the circumstances under which he did it, but this is the grandfather of Shimmy Miller, and I guess it's the father of Bensian Miller. I know it's in the lineage, and we're going to hear first two selections from his album Hasidic Nigunim. Of course, Purim is coming up, so let's first hear Shoshanis Yaakov. Thank you.
Bye.
Wow. Did they sound like they were having a good time? Shoshana Yaakov, cantor Aaron Miller from the great Miller dynasty of Chazanim. And those of you who were at the concert, you see the up-and-coming Shimmy Miller following in the footsteps of his father, grandfather, and great-grandfather. Okay, let's go on to, let's hear one more selection from, this was Hasidic Nigunim with cantor Aaron Miller. This is Hayom V'Korev, Hayom V'Korev. Okay, yeah, a little different, I admit. A little different. Cantor Aaron Miller. Okay, Simcha, you were right. I haven't been playing much comedy lately, and I gotta really pull out some of the albums. You know, one of the problems is some of them are inappropriate. a lot of albums, but they cross the line somehow or other. And you know, playing Jackie Mason, I found that people have a hard time sometimes in catching the words. I have to try some more of Jackie Mason. I have a lot of his albums also. Okay, let's go back to the first one, When You're in Love, the Whole World is Jewish. And This is, we're going to hear two classics, and I am now, I now have an incentive, for whatever reason, to go out and find more good Jewish comedy, because we need to laugh a little, that's for sure. As I say in my presentations, laughter forms endorphins, and endorphins fight illness, and so if you're laughing a little bit with these next comedy pieces, I figure that I've not only helped you with your health a little, but I laugh every time I hear these. So I know selfishly I'm producing endorphins, at least for myself. This is The Reading of the Will.
The Reading of the Will.
May I have your attention, please? This is the last will and testament of our dear friend and relative, Samuel B. Cohen. I, Samuel Benjamin Cohen, being of sound mind and body, do hereby declare this to be my last will and testament. Number one, to my son, my beautiful boy, Sheldon. My firstborn, who made me proud of him all my life, a fine son, a good husband, a wonderful father, and the best dentist in the United States. To my son Sheldon, I bequeath, tax-free, $1 million.
Isn't that magnificent?
Wonderful.
Isn't that magnificent?
Good luck, Sheldon.
Number two, to my beautiful daughter, Jane, with a Y. To that lovely child who always got high marks and helped her mother with the dishes when we couldn't afford a maid, who got a scholarship to Hunter College, who for a long time has been a little too particular or she'd be married already. To my lovely daughter, Jane, with a Y, tax-free $1 million.
Such a generous man.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mazel tov. Number three, to my beautiful wife, Miriam, friend, companion, love of my life, to the lovely Miriam, I give with pleasure everything that's not in her name already. The white Chrysler Imperial with the white sidewalls and the Prince's telephone, the Picasso from the back of the store, my Arnold Palmer golf clubs with a new leather bag, and tax-free $2 million in cash. Enjoy, sweetheart, enjoy.
Oh, what a marvelous husband.
An angel, not a man, an angel.
The Picasso from back of the store and everything.
Number four, to my brother-in-law, Louis, who lived with us all of his life, who never had to do a day's work, who knew how to handicap the ponies better than anybody, who only smoked the finest cigars, mine. To my brother-in-law, Louis, who all his life said I would never remember him in my will. Hello, Louis.
The Picasso from back of the store. You know, when I do the presentation at the shuls, I told you for about 20 years I've been presenting Jewish comedy. I always ask if there is anyone in the audience that knows or has a child, knows someone or has a child named Jane, and then I dedicate the Jane with the Y. I mean, it's classic. It really is classic. This is another classic. You've probably heard this before, but these are timeless. Really, they are. This is the Bar Mitzvah.
What do you want?
I'd like to discuss with you a spiritual adventure.
Oh, your mother is coming to dinner.
Darling, come on. It's time that we discuss plans for our son Joy's bar mitzvah.
All right, we'll have a dinner with a three-piece band in my cousin Louis' ballroom for $5-6 a couple. We'll invite a couple of couples. But please, let's not make a big deal out of this.
Certainly, we would not make a big deal. Particularly not like the big deal your partner Sid is making out of his Freddy's bar mitzvah.
What is Sid doing behind my back?
Oh, it's not so much really. It's taking the grand ballroom at Esther. $50 a couple. Lawrence Welk's orchestra. In just the immediate family. 1,500 couples.
How pushy can you get? Big man. Gotta prove to the world he made money. Big production with him in his Astor ballroom with that Lawrence Welk in his noisy bubbles. $50 a couple. Shameful! We'll do it bigger!
Yeah, so what'll we do?
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll get a bar mitzvah consultant.
Yes, Mr. Leibowitz, I understand your problem. Now, what is your budget for this bar mitzvah?
Pick a number.
Oh, I see. One of those. All right. For $150,000, we can get the Radio City Music Hall for the evening, for the affair and show.
I've seen that show.
All righty. For $200,000, we can deliver the New York Hilton Hotel. 50 floors, each guest with their own suite. After dinner, 200 limousines will drive your party to the United Nations, where your son will make his bar mitzvah speech before the General Assembly.
That's not bad. But it's missing something. I got a feeling it's been done.
Well, there's one other suggestion, but it's unbelievably expensive.
Now you're talking.
1,000 guests. You fly them all to Africa for a bar mitzvah safari.
Welcome to Africa, Mr. Leibowitz. We trust that you and your 1,000 guests will have a wonderful affair here. Let me introduce myself. I am known in these parts as Bwana Finkelstein. White Hunter.
Listen, Bwana. It's a nice jungle you have here.
But we like it.
Have you got everything I ordered?
Oh, yes, sir. 250 elephants painted in your bar mitzvah color scheme. Blue and white. 300 native bearers who will carry Leonard Bernstein in the New York Philharmonic. We have arranged for the jungle dance tonight. We'll be doing the Watusi with 5,000 real Watusis.
Lovely, lovely. Everything I wanted for my Joey's bar mitzvah. That'll show my partner with his crummy ass the ballroom. When Leibowitz does something, it's an original. Now let's get underway. Buona gung ho.
Oh, Gunda, are we ready?
Buona, buona. Ungo, wonga, tunga.
What is it? What's holding us up?
Now, he says we'll be delayed a few minutes.
Why?
There are two other bar mitzvah safaris ahead of us.
Okay. That's... I guess that's what happens, isn't it? Well... Last night, I was at the museum down in Battery Park. It's the Museum of Heritage or Jewish Heritage or Tolerance, and it was celebrating the 18th anniversary of the Chabad of the Upper East Side. And I have to tell you, remember when they were first in a rather small place a few blocks away, I think they used to rent it from some club, and it grew and grew and grew to this magnificent situation on East 76th, I guess it is. They've actually outgrown it, but it's dynamite. Rabbi Krasiansky and his wife Chani, they do an incredible job. Anyway, last night was the Chai celebration, and Avram Fried was the featured singer at the concert. And if you haven't heard Avraham, I mean, he's just so filled with neshama, with soul, and he's such a mensch. As you know, I always mention the four who influenced me the most when I started in 1977 and the early 80s, Benzion Schenker, Shlomo Kaulbach, Mordechai Ben-David, and Avram Fried. He's just a dynamite superstar. All of them were terrific, are terrific. And this is a little unusual. It's not the usual Fried that if you haven't heard this before, don't be shocked. Okay. This is Karahod. Avram Fried.
Aleichem shalom, aleichem shalom. Fun pahotzik. Von Pahotzik, nur Pahotzik. Was tut man in Pahotzik, wollt ihr wissen? Ehrlich, ich sag. Man sagt Lechaim und ist Freilach. Und man dient Hashem Echod. Man sagt Lechaim und ist Freilach. Um ein Geht a Karahot. Men sagt Lechaim und mis Vreilach und men dient Hashem Echot und mit Davnt mit Islaves und men geht a Karahot. Men sagt Lechaim und mis Vreila und men geht a Karahot.
Men sagt Lechaim und mis Vreila und men geht a Karahot.
Men sagt Lechaim und mis Vreila und men geht a Karahot. Men sagt Lechaim und mis Vreila und men geht a Karahot. Lechaim um is freilach um en gei a karaho men zog lechaim um is freilach um en gei a karaho men zog lechaim um is freilach um en gei a karaho men zog lechaim um is freilach um en gei a karaho men zog lechaim um is freilach um en gei a karaho men zog lechaim um is freilach um en gei a karaho and we're so happy, and we serve Hashem with love. We say Lechaim, and we're so happy, and we do the karahot.
den Mendrik Waschke, men hullet um en gitta kara hot, den Trik Waschke, men hullet um en gitta kara hot, den Trik Waschke, men hullet um en gitta kara hot, um en gay, um en gay, um en gitta kara hot, kara hot, kara hot, kara hot. Oi, men Trik Waschke, men hullet um en gitta kara hot, den Trik Waschke, men hullet um en gay, um en gay, um en gitta kara hot, um en gay, um en gay, um en gitta kara hot, um en gay, um en gay, um en gay, kara hot, kara hot, kara hot, men Trik Waschke.
Oh, well, oh, well, was that different? Was that different? Well, let me get back to a different Adon Olam. This is one, well, it's different. Some of you are familiar with this version. Okay.
Beterem kol yetzur nivro Reis naso vechefzo yikoil Azay melech shemo yini yikro Ve'achare kichelose ha'akoy Leva ha'doyim loich noiro Ve'hu ho'yo ve'hu o'yive Ve'hu yiye besifo'ro Ve'hu echot ve'yei she'yini Leham shil loy leyach biro beli reishis beli sachlis velo yovoiz veham misero vehu keili vechai goyali vetzur chevli beyes tzoro vehu nisi. Monoisli menos koisi beyoi mekiro ay beyo hotoi afki druhi biyesi hisham beyo moyiro beim bruhi kibiyi yobosi yashem li veloyiro
Hai goyali vitzur chevli b'yesh tzoro v'hu nizi u'manois li menos koisi b'yoy mekiro
Thank you. ai da 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 ai 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 ai
I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Okay. And, you know, again, as I was listening to that, I was recalling that at Beth Shalom in Lawrence, the choir sings that as one of their signature pieces, that version of Adon Olam, part of that version anyway. And I was just thinking about... my friend Mel Young and his father-in-law was Jesse Aronson, who was the founder of the choir. And they have so much fun there. And really, it could be a lot of fun to be part of a choir. So I'm going to push for the Teaneck Jewish Male Choir. All we got to do is get two or three members from each shul to get together. Of course, the big problem is to find a choir leader. But where there's a will, there's a way. Okay, if you're from Teaneck, what do you think of the idea of the Teaneck Jewish Male Choir? You know, you've got a tight-knit community there, and it would be easy to have rehearsals and so forth. Maybe even bring in Englewood. You never know. Okay, look, you got to start someplace. You have to start someplace. And I have to speak to my friend, Cantor Joel Kaplan. I know that they're preparing for their annual Chazanis concert there. It's going to, of course, feature Itchimir Helfgott, but I don't know who else they have lined up at the moment. But it's always a spectacular event. And as soon as I get the date, I'll be informing you about the... You got to save that date. I think it's sometime in June, but I will get the exact date. Okay, a couple more minutes. Let's hear Aryeh Glazer, and this is Norgil.
Il menos in pezoi sa toiro Bezovovoy satoyro ki 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 yilovanu lanu oy veyoyro ay no gil novo gil ve novo sin bezovovoy bezovovoy satoyro ki 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 yilovanu lanu oy veyoyro Bezoi sa toiro yilonu oi zveoi toiro nogil venosi Bezoi sa toiro nogil venosi Bezoi sa toiro yilonu oi zveoi toiro nogil venosi Bezoi sa toiro Bezova voice sa toiro ki 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 lavanu lavanu oi veyoiro ai nagi nagi venos is bezova voice sa toiro ki 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 lavanu lavanu oi veyoiro
bil veno hosis bezoi sa toy niro hi lo vavanu oy zeya ironogi veno hosis bezoi sa toy ro ay logi veno hosis bezoi sa toy ro hi lo vavanu oy zeya ironogi veno hosis bezoi sa toy ro na
Son.